You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Well, let's welcome Tom to the show this morning. How you doing so far, man?
I mean, so far as in, like, this morning? Like, I mean, because the jury's still kind of out, guys. I woke up on time, so, I mean, that's a plus. But who knows? The rest of this thing is, you know.
Too early to tell.
Very up in the air. It's going to go wonderfully. It always does. No, oh, sorry.
No, it rarely does.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no way for us to know how this one is going to go. But honestly, your email left us kind of hopeful. Mostly, and I don't know why. You just seem like a decent enough guy. We didn't get this ragey, creepy vibe that we sometimes get from the ones we ignore. So you're in good company, at least so far.
I mean, all right. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah,
I think I'm a pretty nice guy. I guess it could be a problem, you know, how some people think being too nice is a bad thing.
Yeah, people have those alarm bells that start to go off and they think, hey, nobody's that nice.
Right, exactly. Then you get suspicious. Well, let's start off at the beginning. Tell us about this girl.
It's kind of cool. We actually have the same job, and we do it for different companies, but we have this, like, group chat thing that, like, a bunch of us use. It's kind of a weird job, all right? So it's nice to have a community of people that know the struggles and can relate. You know, it's just good to vent every now and again. Mm. And, you know, that's sort of how we met.
That is cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's like an online meeting, but it's a different way, right? And you knew you had some things in common, like the job, mutual connections and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, we even had a few group meetups. Like, we did this bowling thing a while back, so I got to meet her in person. We exchanged numbers and kind of kept in touch and stuff.
Okay. I'm guessing this is the point where you thought about asking her out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, isn't that what... That's what getting a girl's number means, right?
Yeah. Like,
she's cute, she's fun, she gets what I do for a living. So, you know, we got dinner and drinks like a week ago or whatever, and... I mean, I had a pretty great time. You know, we were laughing the whole time. Food was good. The drinks were great.
So,
you know,
where did things start to go wrong?
Well, they didn't. I mean, not the way you guys, like, usually get. It's the reason I'm not completely, like, losing my over this. She fried her phone while we were out.
Fried her phone?
Yeah. I mean, okay, to be fair, it was in pretty bad shape when we started. But, like, she kind of dropped it in the toilet at one of the bars we were at.
Oh, God. Yikes. Ew.
Yeah, so between the cracks in the screen and the toilet water at the club, it just...
Jeez.
I feel like it kind of soured the mood a little.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was kind of a turning point in the night, I think. I ended up driving her home, and that was pretty much it.
I hate to put this in your head here, Tom, but there's always that... hey, phone might be broken, you know, is an excuse. It's code and a reason she's not getting back to you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I'm hoping you guys can get her on the phone and, like, you know, kind of surprise her, you know, and surprise, you know, her phone's fixed and she's into me and it's second date is on. She just, you know. Mm. I don't know. I want everyone to go home happy here.
Yeah, so do we. And yes, if she does pick up the phone, it would indicate that her phone is in fact working. That'll either be a wonderful surprise or a horrible outing for her. So we'll figure this out.
Yeah, we'll try our best to get her on the phone.
That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Tom does seem like a very nice guy.
I like him. I like the guy.
I was a little worried when you threw that out there at first.
Yeah.
It was very early in the game.
It's called a jinx many days when I do that, yeah.
This segment is rife with surprises.
Yes, it is.
And I didn't want to get caught with my guard down or anything, okay? But I'm going to hand it to him. I think Tom is nice. He's worried about Maria. Worried about her phone. Mm-hmm. Hasn't really been able to get in touch with her.
Right.
So we're hoping, actually, we can get her on the line.
Yeah, which I believe we have. We're going to find out.
Hey, hey, is this Maria?
Yeah, this is Maria.
Oh, okay.
Man, we heard you broke your phone pretty recently. We were worried.
Yes.
Wait, who is this? How did you know that I broke my phone? No, are you like with the insurance company or something?
No, way better than that.
Yes, we are. We're Frito and Katie with Y100.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I really like your show, but I'm not sure I want any part of where this is going.
Not even the part where we'd offer you an incredible second date package, courtesy of our friends at First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air?
Especially that.
Okay.
Honestly, though, this one should be pretty easy. We're guessing, obviously, you're a little familiar with this whole thing. So you know that for these second dates, you would get to pick everything you'd want to do. You don't have to spend a dime. So we'll pay for everything. You just have to go out with Tom again. What do you think?
Oh, okay. If things had gone a little differently, this would totally be an easy yes. Free date. Yeah, great. But kind of didn't. And I'm honestly kind of concerned that Tom may have a little problem.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Now I spoke too soon.
All right. Well, are there any details you want to share with us?
Okay. So I'm guessing he obviously told you about my phone.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He said you sunk it in a toilet at one of the bars.
Yeah, that's true. But not my phone. His phone?
His phone?
No, nothing about his phone.
Okay. So first of all, yeah, I did drop my phone while we were out. So I was digging it out and trying not to think about how disgusting this whole experience was. And of course, I tried to turn it on. It wouldn't go on.
No go.
Right.
Yeah. So fine. I normally wouldn't worry about this. Take it home, put it in a bag of rice. But this guy, Tom, he's a dude off the internet. And so my friends and I have a code, like a secret code.
Oh.
So if they text me and I don't respond, they're going to send the cavalry out to, like, make sure I'm okay.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I have a best friend, Janine. She's my emergency contact. I have her number memorized because that's really smart.
Amazing.
Clutch.
So I was going to reach out to Janine and so ask Tom if I could just borrow his phone. Great. And I took his phone and I accidentally bumped his email app and, okay, it was filled with
What do you mean?
Like spam?
Like, yeah, flirty girls in your area in, like, 50 different fonts?
Okay, do you guys have Twitter?
But yes, we have.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're never on them because Twitter's awful. But we are technically on Twitter in some capacity. Why? What does that have to do with anything?
Right. So do you get emails from Twitter? So Twitter, like those kind of recap emails saying, because you're interested in this and you followed so and so, you might be interested.
Oh yeah.
In these tweets that you would like to see, right?
Right. Yeah, like the tweets you missed thing. Like I don't really care.
I've never really paid him much attention.
Yeah.
You can see, you know, in the, like, preview, you can see the first line of the emails. And the ones on Tom's phone, they were a little bit eye-catching.
Right.
So the first one, you see, like, naughty wives tweeted. And then all I could read is, would you? And then it cuts off. But you can guess where that's going.
Right.
And
okay.
Then there's one from clearly, like, an obvious Russian bot handle, like, on a Stasia, like that's a real person, right?
Uh-huh.
And the subject line is, will you suck on ...
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so maybe this is a little rude of me. I clicked on one of these emails.
No.
So I'm not a prude. I don't care if he's watching porn. I just don't know who on earth uses Twitter for porn. And the amount you'd have to watch on Twitter for that to be all that you get from the site. Because he had a whole string of these emails.
Right.
I just can't even imagine. And it struck me as concerning, you know, that level of perviness.
Okay. I'm sorry. I need to interrupt here. This is just not true. Like, you're trying to say that you think I'm addicted to is that what you're trying to say here?
Oh, hello, Tom.
Yeah.
The Tom's on the line.
Yeah, he's been on the phone. Like we said, we thought this was going to be an easy yes. Sorry.
Yeah, everyone gets emails like that, right? Like, it's just junk mail. I don't even use Twitter.
Tom, you think everyone gets emails packed full of from Twitter? Like,
yes.
I mean, honestly, all honesty, how much do you watch on that site?
None. Never in my life. I've clicked on some recap emails because, like, you know, you notice the titles, and I thought they were ridiculous, and honestly, a pretty good laugh, and I think that's why they pulled up. But I just shown someone some of those recently, and so perhaps that was it. But
right.
That is a little too convenient for me, because the whole purpose of these emails is to show you all the tweets you missed, and that implies that you're looking for them or would have seen them otherwise because that particular content interests you. And if that's the case, you definitely have a problem.
Yeah.
No. I didn't even know there were naked women on Twitter.
All right.
I don't know how this is getting sent to me.
Okay, look. Hey, Tom thinks he's being falsely accused. Do you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and go on a second date and see if he can clear us up in person? Or like,
I've definitely been falsely accused.
Look at his browser history or whatever, his settings, see if there's anything squirrely going on.
I mean, unless I hear a ton of people coming to his defense and saying, oh, yeah, we all have this problem.
Well,
no.
Katie, what are you doing over there? You've been really...
I have the same problem.
What? What are you talking? Like, what? This happened? No.
Why are you red?
Your face is red right now.
Because I know exactly what Tom is going through, Tom. I will do you a favor, and I will search Twitter in my own email and read.
All right, take some time.
Some of the smut that.
take some time, because I look. If this is maybe he's right, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You guys have heard the tale.
Oh, a new one.
No. Wait, okay, go ahead. What do you have?
Mature MILF.
Why are you getting these emails?
Mature MILF tweeted.
You said you're never on Twitter.
Would you like to give me...
No! Stop it. All right. Guys, look, hang on the line. We'll try to straighten this up, and we'll turn it over to maybe other people have noticed this. Maybe this is just a big misunderstanding.
Wait. Yeah, this is a potential second date.
Yeah,
we're on
a maybe here, right? A maybe?
I'd like to think so.
Maria?
I mean, okay, if Katie gets these... kind of emails.
I guarantee you it's not the two of us.
We'll call y'all back.
Maybe it's a trend.
All right.
Okay.
Guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
Please tell me it's not just the two of us.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.